Cross-eyed child, he's left alone. Alone with his lonesome eyes, while older brothers ride away in boots and clothes so fine. He walks the hills and the railroad tracks, singing in a voice so high, a voice so wild it'd freeze your heart like the heart of the cross-eyed child. Behind the barn, behind the porch, behind the white oak tree, underneath the old back porch where he may not be seen, he hides that they don't laugh at him as they go riding by. I know the tears that makes the pain in the heart of the cross-eyed child. I sit in the doctor's waiting room one day, and the elderly woman was sitting over on the other side of the waiting room. She looked at me for a long time, and she said, "I know who you are." Said, "You're that crazy guy on television with the derby that plays the fiddle and dances and jumps up and down." I said, "Well, don't hold it against me." "No, no," she says. She said, "My daddy's name was Clarence Wilson, who picked the banjo with Uncle Penn." And she said, "If Uncle Penn is the grandfather of bluegrass music," she said, "by God, my daddy was the uncle." "Well, that works for me." She said, "I knew Bill Monroe when he was a little boy." Said they'd all get upstairs and play that music, and he'd get down under the porch and he'd get up under where the house was and he'd listen. And she said, "I just thought that's awful." So she said, "I'd lure him out from under the porch, usually with some gum." She said, "I'd promise him some chewing gum when he came out." She said, "And I'd make him take me upstairs and dance with me." I said, "All right." Back inside the darkness there, he hears the fiddle tune. She takes his hand, pulls him out, and leads him into the room where uncles play, brothers drink, sisters dance in style. No drop of stain is determined. He said, "You know, I think anything you can think of doing, you can do it." He said, "If you want to sing in a certain key," he said, "no matter how high it is, if you really will yourself, you can do it." He said, "It could have been a powerful drunk." And he said, "Let it alone," because he wanted to take care of his voice, and he knew that he wanted to sing on the radio, and he wanted to play music. He wills himself to persevere as strong he upward grows. They come to match him fist and rope as on their way they go. Kentucky, in the heart of the cross-eyed child. Stroke, and he laying flat on the bed and needing to shave, and he was over like this, about half doped up. And I walk in, he says, get down close to him. He says, I've been laying here working on a song. He said, now, he said, you could make something out of this. He's pitching me a song in the hospital. And he starts singing it to me. And I thought, always working, he's a workaholic. I can identify that, I'm a workaholic. I really loved him for that. And I think he was still proving himself to people that were long gone, which of course is the purpose of the song. And, still proving himself to people gone. His pride must have its way. They're long since down in the churchyard, drowned in the town. Smiles, we're a study in the style, just a smile, we're a cross-eyed child.